Ed.
Thank you for the introduction. I would like to present here a model, actually a theory and then a model of space frequency. This is a space frequency approach of analyzing ultra-wideband interactions in free electron lasers and actually in all distributed gain media. The work was done together with Yuri Luya and Asher Yalom, my colleagues. We termed it a space frequency model since we deal with distributed gain media, but we analyze the gain media in the frequency domain, so we phrase the excitation equations in the frequency domain. This approach can take into account frequency-dependent effects in the gain medium and like absorption, dispersions, also in the waveguides. It facilitates statistical features of the radiation, in our case, electron beam, and in the gain medium. It can calculate accurately ultra-wideband interactions taking place in free space, waveguide, and resonator. In this case, I will demonstrate the theory in waveguides. What we consider ultra-wideband or wideband interactions, spontaneous emission, super radiance, this I will demonstrate in my talk, SASE, oscillator, radiation buildup in oscillators, and single multimode operation. Especially, I will address the effect of grazing, which is hard to be simulated in a space-time domain. This is explained in this slide. You can see the case where there are two intersections between the waveguide, waveguide dispersion line and the beam line. The first interaction takes care where the group velocity of the radiation is higher than the longitudinal velocity of the electrons, and the other point is where the group velocity is lower than the electron beam velocity. But there is a special case where the velocity, the group velocity, and the and the electron velocity are equal. This is called grazing incidence, where actually the slippage time is equal to zero. And this is hard to be simulated in a space frequency approach, in a space-time approach. In a space frequency approach, it is much easier. The model is assume a multi-mode excitation, and this is an expansion in terms of the transverse mode of the waveguide or the free space, all in the frequency domain. From the Maxwell equation, we can derive this excitation equation. These CQs are frequency dependent, and they are actually the amplitude in the frequency domain of each mode. This is an exact solution derived directly from Maxwell equations, given in the frequency domain. The energy spectrum of the radiation is given by the square of the amplitudes, the mode amplitudes, the forward modes, and the backward modes, and there is some contribution also of cutoff modes. There is some interference. I will not talk about this, but I will also consider backward modes in my demonstrations. The driving current, this is a particle model, so we use macro particles. This is the current in the time domain. Fourier transformation of the current density results in this expression, and if we will introduce it in the excitation equation, we will get this equation for the mode amplitudes. Note that the integration is done from the point of the initial point of the interaction region and up to Z, and this faces some problem for backward modes, as I will address in my next slide. Particle dynamics, this is unfortunately a disadvantage of the theory, since we cannot write the particle dynamics, actually the force equation, we cannot write it in the frequency domain, but in the time domain. So this enforces us to calculate the field in the frequency domain, inverse Fourier transformation it to the time domain, calculate the particle trajectory, and go back to the frequency domain. This consumes some time, but unfortunately, the Lorentz equation force is nonlinear in nature, so we cannot transform it to the frequency domain, and so we have to take it as it is. From now on, I will demonstrate some of the effects that we can simulate with our model. First of all, I take here an example of an FEL working in the millimeter wave and submillimeter waves, utilizing a multimode waveguide with many modes that can be excited. And I will present and demonstrate what happens if a short, ultra-short bunch entering the interaction region and emit a super radiant emission while going through the wiggler. This is another picture of the dispersion solution. You can see that if you set, for example, the energy to 3 MeV, we will get three modes that can be excited, lowering the energy to below 2 and 5 MeV results in a single mode operation. And this multi-mode operation will be presented. Single transverse mode, this is the case where a single transfer mode is excited. The solution here consists of two intersection points, so two frequencies will be excited, the fast wave and the slow wave. And the interesting thing is that if you lower the energy, the acceleration energy, you result in one point and a single frequency will be excited. This is the case where two frequencies are excited. You can see two separated bands of spectra. You can see the spectrum near, let's say, 150 gigahertz, and at lower frequency. This is for the fast wave, and this is for the slow wave. And this graph results from simulation taking into account a wide range of frequencies from actually almost cutoff until 200, in this case, 200 gigahertz. The picture in the time domain is this. You can see two wave packets. Avi in his first lecture here is the FEL prize lecture showed this graph, but he showed it the result from an analytical approach. This is from a simulation. You can see that the fast wave comes out first from the wiggler, and then the slow wave. These are two wave packets, and they take into account already dispersion effect of waveguide.
5 minutes.
The interesting thing is grazing. The grazing is the case where there is a intersection, and you can see that a single spectrum is resulted, and you can see it is actually a very wide spectra. In the time domain, it looks like this. It is a very narrow pulse, single wave packet, and this is at frequency in the single frequency. Multimode transverse modes. Here I demonstrate excitation of multimode, the TE01 and the two degenerate TE21 and TM21. They are degenerate modes, and you see here the wave packets. Here I'm increasing the energy, so more modes are participating. And also an interesting effect that can be demonstrating and calculating in this approach is the backward modes. This happens when, in this case, where you have two intersections, but one of the intersection is at KZ, it's a negative KZ, and you get a backward mode. This is the problem. This is a two-point boundary condition problem at Z equal to zero and Z equal to L. And I take some parameters of FEL that can produce such an effect. And this is the result. You can see the backward wave excitation and the forward wave excitation. I will jump to the conclusion. Actually, this is a coupled mode theory in the frequency domain. And we apply this theory in our code WB3D. We termed it as that since we want to call it wideband three-dimensional code. Although we utilize it for long wavelengths FEL, it also can simulate short wavelengths FEL and the other phenomena that I pointed out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions, please?
Yes.
In the front.
Can you tell the way in which you do these simulations? What is the difference between the model that is also present in GPT and which was presented at the EPEC conference?
Okay, first of all, this is a multimode code. It is in the frequency domain, and we do not solve actually the boundary condition of waveguides. Or you have to know a priori the modes of the cavity that you are using, and but this is a single this is a multi-frequency in the sense that you are using the continuum of frequencies in the model, not a single frequency, when you you solve the equations.
Yeah, that's not the difference, no. But I think we should talk later.
Okay.
Any other questions?
What is the result of the competition between the forward mode and the backward mode? Who wins?
Okay. Here we don't have a competition since this is a linear mode. We don't face any nonlinear effect. This is super radiance and a single pass of E-beam. So both of them excite simultaneously, and there is no competition. We didn't face competition. This is not an oscillator. This is a single pass of pre-bunched pulse, E-beam pulse for the Wiggler, and there is no feedback mechanism as an oscillator. This is not an oscillator. Yes. You can do also an oscillator, but these are recent results that we obtained, and I'm showing it here. But further work should be done.
Okay, thank you very much again.